WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of negativity? Like those pesky thoughts and emotions just keep dragging you down? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of stress, anxiety, anger, or even just plain old boredom. But guess what? There's a way out. A powerful toolkit that can help us break free from those emotional shackles and find some genuine peace amidst the chaos. And trust me, it's not about suppressing your feelings, but about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately letting go. Today we're diving deep into the heart of Stoicism, exploring its ancient wisdom on dealing with negative emotions and thoughts. Get ready to unlock some serious mental freedom. First things first, understand that every emotion is a visitor, not a resident. They come and go, just like guests at a party. Some are welcome, some are less so. But the key here is recognizing that you don't have to become besties with every thought or feeling. You get to choose how you react to them. Imagine your mind as a bustling city, thoughts and emotions zipping around like traffic. You're not the driver of every car, you can step back from the wheel and observe the chaos without getting caught up in it. Second, practice what Stoics call negative visualization. Sounds a bit morbid, right? But hear me out. It's about consciously acknowledging potential setbacks or losses, not to dwell on them, but to prepare for them mentally. Think of it as a mental insurance policy. When bad things happen, and they inevitably will, you won't be blindsided by shock or despair. You'll have already built emotional resilience. Third, focus on what you can control. It sounds obvious, but we often get bogged down trying to control the uncontrollable, the weather, other people's actions, even our own genetics. Focus your energy on things within your sphere of influence, your reactions, your choices, your efforts. This doesn't mean ignoring external challenges, but it means shifting your mindset from a place of helplessness to one of agency. Fourth, remember that virtue is its own reward. It sounds simple, but Stoicism emphasizes living in accordance with reason and moral principles. This isn't about being perfect, but about striving for integrity, justice, courage, and wisdom in your actions and thoughts. When you align your life with these values, you cultivate a sense of inner fulfillment that transcends external circumstances. Finally, embrace the present moment. We often get caught up in regrets about the past or anxieties about the future, but true peace comes from fully inhabiting the now. Practice mindfulness, paying attention to your senses, your breath, your surroundings. This helps ground you in the present and reduces the power of negative thoughts that cling to past events or hypothetical futures. Let's say you're stuck in traffic on your way to a crucial meeting. Your mind is racing with worries about being late and messing things up. You feel your frustration rising, threatening to boil over. This is where Stoicism comes in handy. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling of anger, but don't let it control you. Remind yourself that you can't control the traffic, but you can control your reaction. Focus on what you can do, listen to some calming music, review your presentation notes one more time, or use this as an opportunity for quiet reflection. By shifting your focus and choosing a calm response, you take back your power and prevent the situation from becoming truly stressful. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Recognize that emotions are temporary visitors, not permanent residents. Practice negative visualization to build resilience against setbacks. Focus on what you can control, your reactions, choices, and efforts. Strive for virtue in your actions and thoughts. Embrace the present moment and cultivate mindfulness. Stoicism isn't about becoming an emotionless robot, it's about learning to navigate life with grace, clarity, and resilience. It's a journey, not a destination, but every step you take towards emotional freedom is a victory worth celebrating. Now go out there, practice what we've discussed, and remember, you got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from some Stoic wisdom. Let's spread the love of mental peace, one podcast listener at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.